This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News, and today I am speaking with Lisa Hall. She is a former teacher at Fairview Elementary near West Plains, and the students there recently gave her a gift following an amputation of one of her legs that ended her teaching career. So, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about this gift you received from the students?
Yes, the STEM class, which is Project Lead the Way and led by Kim Wilson, a teacher at Fairview, the kids got together and designed a shower leg for me to be able to use on my amputated leg.
So this sounds like a project that you would normally hear from college students, not middle school kids. So how long did it take for these kids to design this leg?
The students started the middle part of January and worked on it periodically throughout the last few months. They were able to finish it up last week on the 7th of April, and they were very diligent in their efforts. They did a lot of researching and measurements, taking measurements of my leg, and collaborating with two classes of 24 students working together to try to come up with a design based on an image that they had seen. They actually have a 3D printer in the classroom, and they use that 3D printer to create my shower leg.
So if you could say anything to this wonderful class of very gifted students, what would you say to them?
They will never know how much an item like this is appreciated. When you become an amputee, you don't think about all of the small things that are going to change in your life. And by these students out at Fairview designing and creating this 3D shower leg for me, it's going to make a complete difference in my everyday life. And this month is very special to those of us who are amputees. April is Amputee Limb Loss Awareness Month, and there are so many people in this area in the United States and globally that have amputations, whether it's something that they were born with, that they have a limb that maybe didn't develop completely, or if they were in an accident, or if they were a cancer patient that might have had to have an amputation, or maybe like me, who is a diabetic and had to have an amputation because of the health condition that I'm in.
So if you could say anything to other diabetics out there, or other amputees out there who might be going through a similar situation, is there anything you would like to say to them?
Life goes on, and it doesn't matter how challenging the amputation and the process may seem. Life is still, you can make it as full as you want it to be, and you can address all of the challenges that you're going to face as an amputee. And there are so many good folks here in this area. I work on a regular basis with JP&O here in West Plains. They're my local prosthetic organization, and they have great people. And you don't have to think about, well, what am I going to do? I'm just going to have to stay at home. I'm not going to be able to live my life the way I used to. And I say, forget that. You can do anything you want to do.
And one of the great things about these students doing this is, and this is something I'm sure you know pretty well, is that teachers can help encourage students to really go above and beyond. So who was the teacher of these kids in the STEM class?
Kim Wilson is the teacher of the class out at Fairview, and she began back in 2015 and has done an amazing job introducing the students to new projects, new ideas, new concepts. And she and I have shared the thought that maybe this project of the 3D shower leg that they've created for me may inspire you know, some of those students to maybe want to go on to, like you and I were talking earlier, go to Rolla and get involved in that aspect of work.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yes, I'd just like to say that, you know, without Kim's help and all of the students' help, we could not have made this project happen. And I'm thankful to Kim. She, it's going to be a sad day when she leaves. She's retiring from Fairview after 26 years of teaching, and 24 of those years were at Fairview. And she has just done an amazing job, and the kids did an amazing job, and I can't thank them enough.